Fox and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Trump is blasting Fed Chair Powell, saying his, quote, termination can't come soon enough, after Powell's comments linking tariffs to inflation. Constitutional law professor James Sample.
The mere threat of terminating Chairman Powell is uncharted territory.
The European Central Bank has just cut interest rates to offset the impact of Trump tariffs. California Governor Newsom's filed a lawsuit challenging the president's authority to enact international tariffs. He says his state could lose billions.
Any business person, small or large, uncertainty is the number one enemy. Just give us certainty.
Eli Lilly says a pill form of its weight loss injectable showed success in a late-stage clinical trial. Medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder.
Side effect profile is very similar to what we see with the drugs like Ozempic and Mounjaro that are already on the market.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. One person is dead after a one-vehicle crash in Portage County yesterday afternoon. It happened a little before 3 p.m. in the town of Almond. A sedan traveling eastbound on County Trunk Highway W, west of County Trunk Highway BB, crossed the center line, entered the north ditch, and struck a tree. The driver and the only person in the vehicle was a 77-year-old man from Almond. He died at the scene. The crash remains under investigation at this time. A diplomatic stand-down isn't wise. That's the take from the one-time mayor of the biggest city in the state. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
Former Milwaukee mayor and U.S. ambassador to Luxembourg Tom Barrett warns that closing the U.S. embassy in that country would boost China's influence in Europe. This was yesterday on the Earl Ingram Show.
So my reaction is the happiest person in Luxembourg, if that happens, is the Chinese ambassador to Luxembourg.
Why?
Because they are ready to just step in and fill any gap when the United States, and I saw this throughout Europe, I saw this throughout international organizations, when the United States pulls out, China moves in.
A Trump administration is considering closing nearly 30 embassies and consulates to cut the State Department budget.
If President Trump thinks his main rival is China, taking these steps that allow China to move in is insane. It's just insane.
Baird said pulling back would weaken America's global leadership. The goal of the administration by reducing outposts is part of a plan to cut the State Department budget by almost half.
April is Stress Awareness Month. Chronic stress can cause harm to your health. Engage in activities that promote relaxation and reach out to people who bring you support and assistance. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. Got your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined by our head of production, our co-host, Seth Haphagger.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for being here, everybody. Hope you're having a good morning out there. Let's go ahead and kick things off the way we like to with our great friend, Brittany Merlot. Good morning, Brett.
Good morning. I hope you brought the sunglasses today.
It's yeah,
beautiful,
sure.
Isn't it?
Mm-hmm. My eyes are light sensitive, so like even in the winter, actually in the winter, it can be even worse sometimes.
The glare with the snow
and
yeah.
Everything. Yeah, so I am constantly wearing sunglasses. And my co-host tomorrow, Terry Johns, constantly has sunglasses at night stuck in her head. So we're all covered around here. We're all covered.
Brittany, I love it. Did you bring the umbrella?
No, that I didn't, though. That I forgot. I always forget an umbrella my whole life. Are we expecting some rain?
Yes, we are. So it's a gorgeous start. This is going to end. We're going to see those clouds take over the day by the afternoon. And then we're looking at scattered showers starting to spike up probably after 2 o'clock or so. And then it won't be too crazy until this evening. We'll start to see more thunderstorms rolling through this evening. And then overnight, some moderate to heavy rainfall, and of course we're going to be waking up to around a half an inch to maybe a total of an inch of rainfall that fell in just that time frame, and we could see a few more scattered showers and thunderstorms still lingering tomorrow too. Now, temperatures, though, they're a little bit warmer, so there's a little good news in this, right? We are going to make it to the low 60s today. We'll make it to the mid-60s tomorrow, and then as the clouds and the rain and the dreary wetness clears on out of here, we will see the sunshine for the entire weekend.
All right.
It'll be a little bit cooler into the mid-50s, but the nice, beautiful sunshine, and after all that rain, we're really going to start to see things green up, start to bud. I know, I'm so excited. Spring weather is really, really, truly here, and I was looking last night at a bird cast. There was 166 million birds that migrated to the Midwest last night.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my goodness.
That's an amazing. That is maybe the most amazing thing I'm going to hear today. That is awesome.
Remarkable.
That is really cool.
Isn't it?
My mom is a bird watcher. I got to tell her that. She's going to flip out over that. That's really cool. Thank you for sharing that, Brittany.
You're welcome.
That is really interesting, and we appreciate the update. We'll get people ready for the weekend tomorrow.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Have a good one.
Thank you.
Best in the business, Brittany Merlot, joining us every morning. Enjoy talking with her.
I gotta.
Don't let me forget that. I got to remember to tell my mother that.
A whole lot of birds.
I'm going to get some points for sharing that information.
Yep.
They all go to Brittany, really.
Does that mean that do the birds know no more snow? Is that what it is now?
Are we
okay?
Are we doing this wrong? Should we be paying attention to birds?
Maybe
we should. Groundhogs?
Yeah, right.
Is that the way we should, the migration? Like the actual smart way of doing this? Is that what we should have been doing this
Certain
whole
time? Certain birds, robins seem to come too early every year.
Yeah.
they get snowed
That's
on.
That's true. But robins have, they're a little, I feel like robins and I have a very similar like life pattern. Yes. We got some good stuff lined up for you. The El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club is right around the corner. Afterwards, Seth and I are going to get into some other fun stuff. What is the most polite way to tell somebody, but in much more of a non-radio way.
Diplomatic way, maybe.
Four smart things to do with your tax refund. We got that coming up.
Tax refund?
I have no idea what that is. I have no idea what that is. Got some entertainment news for you, but that will have to wait because we'll kick off the 9 o'clock hour the way we like to with our Southwood County Humane Society's Pet of the Week.
Yes.
We say a shout out to them and, of course, Milltown Coffee.
Yes.
Our sponsor for it. We appreciate our friends over at Milltown.
Soon to be open at Milltown Coffee in Kellner. Yeah.
Get ready, everybody. I cannot wait to try that. I love all the coffee places that we have around here. We could use one more, and I'm looking forward to it. That's going to be fun. And then Seth and I will also get into, before we wrap up the show, Easter potatoes.
Easter,
I don't know. I did not pre-read that one.
I wonder, is it like the marshmallow thing we did earlier, coloring marshmallows instead of eggs? Now we're doing with potatoes? Okay.
There are things in society that I just really, really enjoy about people. The older I get, the more that I feel like I enjoy people. I'm not great about being around them, but
fair.
Human beings are just amazing and interesting to me. And one of the cool things that I think that for everything that we are told to do, whether by, a moral compass or by laws and government and everything, there are just these rules we have that maybe we never sat down and said, your parents or your guardian didn't sit you down and say, hey, this is the rule or this is what we do.
These are the rules.
But throughout society, throughout life, we learn these things.
We do.
There's some of my favorite stuff in life. nobody sat down and said, hey, this is what we're going to do.
Right.
But we all kind of agree, hey, this is kind of, as they used to say, a gentleman's agreement sort of thing.
Right.
And everybody knows when I say 5-second rule, what I mean.
That's right.
I don't have to get into detail. I don't have to go 20 minutes into what a 5-second rule is, when we learn it or anything like that. Every single person out there knows. If you don't, please reach out.
I would be surprised.
I'm genuinely curious if somebody out there doesn't know what the 5-second rule is. Text us, call up, whatever that might be. But it's kind of cool when you take a step back and think about that. Mm-hmm. There's so much that we are told to do or what have you, and here's things in life that we just decide to do.
Right.
And this is something, though, that isn't backed by science necessarily.
That's right.
It's just kind of something that we figure.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know if this is that ain't right story or not, but I feel like this is something that we know, but we didn't want to know. That 5-second rule, everybody? It says that when you drop a piece of delicious food, as long as you pick it up within 5 seconds, it's fine to eat. If it's something less good, like a circus peanut, people don't worry about it as much.
Wow. Wow. Okay. I don't like circus penis, but wow.
Just
that was
shots fired.
That was like just out of nowhere. It just feels total slam on circus penis. It
feels unfair to circus penis. A microbiologist on TikTok put the rule to the test. Mm-hmm. He put a petri dish on the ground for various time limits, ranging from 0 seconds to 1 minute, and then cultivated the samples to see which developed bacteria.
Right.
In his experiment, every sample had evidence of microbial growth.
Yep.
Showing that no amount of floor time is safe when it comes to contamination.
That's correct.
The samples didn't all come back the same, but they did not tend. They did tend to be worse the longer it was on the floor.
Which makes sense, right? Yeah.
The 5 second dish had about the same amount of microbes as the sample that was left on the floor for a minute.
Oh. You can take that two ways.
Yeah, okay, but what about when you pick it up real quick and you blow on it? I mean, come on.
That will make, didn't you know that makes bacteria go away? Just blow on it, right?
That's it. And the common cold can be, no. Please, everybody, please. Yeah,
don't follow James'
do
advice.
Do not listen to me. Dear God. In a previous poll, 44% of people said that they follow the 5 second rule, and the average person eats food off the floor 4 times per month.
Oh my gosh.
So we're klutzes. I think we're figuring that out. We're all klutzes.
Yes.
Everybody, because that's the other part of this. We've all dropped food on the floor. Food on the floor.
It's alliteration.
This is a new tongue twister. Yep. Food on the floor. We've all dropped food on the floor so much that we've invented a rule about it. That's how clumsy we are with food. Has anybody thought about that? Just take a step back for a second. And this has gone on. Not only it happened so much, it's happened for a century.
Yes.
This like I tried to look up the 5 second rule. There's not a lot of origin story behind it, man.
No,
this
has been around. It's kind of evolved, right? Yeah.
I'm not sure if Moses came up with this. I don't know where this started. We've been dropping food for so long.
Drop it in the dust. Then Moses, I can't eat that.
I know I'm hitting on points multiple times this morning, but this article really shook me. This really,
all right.
I didn't sleep last night, so that too.
Here we go. Here's the whole theory behind it, of course. So you had a guy, you know, he dropped something on the floor or in the dirt, you know, depending on when this was, right?
Yeah.
He dropped it and he didn't, he really wanted to eat it. He didn't want to throw it away. So he's like, if I pick it up real quick, then it won't be bad, right?
Right.
There's nothing wrong with it.
Right.
And everyone was like, yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
We agree. Yeah. Because we still want to eat that, okay?
Exactly.
It's a justification to eat what you drop. That's all it is.
It's all it is. And this is kind of wild, this part of it, because this is another thing that I had to look up, the origin of the 5 second rule. And if I gave you all 5 million guesses, I don't think that anybody would get even close to this.
Oh, wow.
I sure didn't. Whenever I look these things up, I have a guess in my head before I actually look it up, and I'm never right. I'm never close. Its origins are shrouded in legend, with some attributing it to stories about Genghis Khan and later discussions by chefs like Julia Child.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All the way back to Genghis Khan. You know, well-known, him and his troops, well-known for their cleanliness.
Yeah.
if you remember how they were able to make those long rides that they did, they would literally cut the necks of their horses and drink the blood.
Yeah.
So they wouldn't have to stop to eat.
Now, that, I don't know if the 5 second rule came from that. I haven't found that part of the article.
This horse has been laying down for 5 seconds. That's still good.
I'm good. Look, I just was taking a breather. Man, haven't you ever heard of being a little horse? That's all I'm doing here. A little horse? That's pretty good. Leave me alone.
Yeah.
Don't hurt me.
Yeah. Stop drinking my blood. Stop it.
That seems like a That Ain't Right story. I got to get to this one, too. I thought this was kind of fun. A Michigan bookstore convened a book bridge of more than 300 people to move 9,100 pieces of inventory from its old location to its new space, one book at a time.
Oh, jeez.
Michelle Toppin, owner of Serendipity Books in Chelsea, put out a call for volunteers when it became time to move the store's location to a larger facility about 350 feet from its former home.
All right.
More than 300 volunteers and one dog formed human chains between the two buildings and passed books one at a time in alphabetical order.
Oh, my gosh.
Quote, people really consider independent bookstores theirs, Torpin told NBC News. It's really a part of the community, mm-hmm. and they have ownership. She said the entire operation lasted less than 2 hours.
Wow. To see that's amazing.
That's like really it's impressive. It's
really good. Very efficient. Yeah, yeah,
very, very. To see the community come out, you know, put all these words that they say usually into action, it truly just meant the world. It was overwhelming, she said.
Mm. Wow.
Now, quote, there was a 91-year-old woman there that was a good, she's a good customer who has issues with her heart, but she still wanted to help. there was somebody there with their 6-year-old child that was really enjoying it and having fun. Now, I haven't found the reasoning behind this other than maybe that she couldn't afford to, you know, get a U-Haul or something
right,
like that.
Yeah, right, right, right.
And you know, the distance not being that far.
That maybe helped, yeah, right. Or maybe that was the way that she was going to do it, you know, anyway, but because it was such a short distance between the two places, but
I know this is something that we champion around here, our mm-hmm. local bookstores, and you know, we have a couple of them that we've talked about over the years. There's mm-hmm. a handful in Stevens Point that I shout yep. out whenever we get a chance.
Yes,
and it's nothing against, you know, brick and mortar bookstores.
No,
but these are the definition of mom and pop stops.
Yep.
You know, of local and everything. Mm-hmm. Everything that we love about local businesses are bookstores. I love the that not only we still have these, but they're still championed like yes, the way they are.
Absolutely. And that's you're showing video to me right now of that thing, which is it looks like everyone is just having a ball, man.
The numbers don't do it justice.
No.
There's two lines of people leading to this.
Yep.
They're all cheering. They're dancing. They're having fun.
Yep.
Like this does not look like work.
No.
This does not look like difficult
you,
at all.
Look at you get to be a part of something really cool.
Yeah.
I mean, you get to have a story now. It's like, hey, you know, we were part of that really cool when we moved the bookstore one book at a time kind of thing. I mean, that's just, it's a really cool story all the way around.
When we talk about buying local, supporting local, it's things like this mm-hmm. That we love to highlight and we appreciate about our community right
that's
here.
That's right.
And nobody does local like we do here at WFHR.
That's
and
right.
We're going to continue to. I've heard from listeners, and I understand that with Pete ahead of us here and everything
yeah.
and some of the comments he's had, it might be confusing to people, but our morning show is still here. We will
yep.
be here live and direct 9 to 11 starting next Wednesday.
Yes.
And we're going to be here.
Yes.
We ain't going nowhere.
No.
And that's because of all of you and our sponsors.
Mm-hmm.
Our ratings are fantastic, and
yep.
that is thanks to all of you guys. And our sponsors keep us moving. We
and
appreciate you. Speaking of which, we'll be coming back with some El Cafe. Before we do, I do want to note real quickly that our friends over at El Cafe have something really cool going on next week.
Mm-hmm.
I believe, yeah, Monday.
It's on Monday, yeah.
The Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce is going to be stopping by over there to have one of their networking at night events.
Okay.
Network with the Heart of Wisconsin. And enjoy some appetizers, raffles. It's open to members and free to attend.
Mm-hmm.
These are great networking fellowship events.
Yep.
You just never know what organic conversations might come up and what business opportunities or synergy may happen.
You never know.
And at the very least, you're going to have a great time.
Yes, you are.
And maybe you haven't gotten the chance to check out El Cafe. Here's a great opportunity to do that.
Or you haven't seen their new space that they just got done, which is really cool. I mean, they are turning that it's not just a restaurant anymore. It's a community space. It's
yeah.
kind of what they're turning
yes.
it into, which is just amazing.
Yeah.
It's great for the people of Port Edwards and, frankly, for the entire area here in central Wisconsin.
Appreciate our friends at El Cafe. Head
mm-hmm.
on over there for networking with the Heart of Wisconsin on April 21st, 5 to 7. We'll meet you there, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be back with some El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club here at the Morning Show.
The team at El Cafe extend a heartfelt thanks to everyone who contributed to their recognition as one of the top 10 restaurants to visit. This remarkable achievement is a testament to the unwavering dedication and hard work of our exceptional crew. Their passion for creating memorable dining experiences shines through in both their outstanding service and the incredible quality of each meal. Don't miss out on the excitement. Visit El Cafe in Port Edwards and discover for yourself why we belong on your top 10 list.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Doorman, I need you to check the voicemail today. I'm completely swamped.
Sure thing. Doorman at your service.
Hey, my garage door won't open, or only one side opens. I can't get my car through that.
My garage door motor is running, but the door doesn't move.
Sir, your photo eye sensor is clouded over, or you may have a blocked track.
Thank you, Doorman.
Your emergency manual release cord was disconnected.
Those kids!
Children are a delight. We've reconnected it. DoorWorks for the win.
On the next Midday Magazine, we'll spend part one with Visit Rome and part two, UW Extension, Wood County's Anna Mitchell. It's 4 to 5 on 97.5 FM WFHR.
A little sunshine this morning, then breezy, mostly cloudy this afternoon, our high 62. Scattered showers, thunder showers later tonight, and a couple of those could bring some heavy rain with maybe a quarter to a half inch or more possible. 49 tonight, 64 with scattered showers tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
If you heard the man, it's time for some celebrating with our good friends over at El Cafe and the Birthday and Anniversary Club. We encourage you to treat yourself. Head on over there, 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a great day from all of us here at WFHR.
Mm-hmm.
It is dangerous playing Zeppelin early in the morning for me. I was rocking out.
I never listened to the bass line of that song. It's really good. It's a really good bass line anyway.
Just
anyway,
such a complete band.
Yes.
Visit 221 Market Avenue, beautiful Port Edwards, to say hello to our friends at El Cafe and check out their menu over there, everybody. And not just that, but their specials and, of course, their homemade pies, Seth.
Pies. Many, many, many pies, everyone. They've gone over... They've abundantly gone over with the pies recently, and I love it.
Pumpkin turtle. Oh, that sounds good.
Pumpkin with like pecans and chocolate. Oh, wow, that sounds good. Oh.
Dutch apple, that also sounds good, but the death by chocolate, I keep coming back to it.
You got to have that someday, man.
I really do.
James will just says, I'm done now. I've had the death by chocolate.
Yes. We appreciate our friends over there. Head on over there today, everybody, and get us those birthdays and anniversaries we love celebrating with you. info@WFHR.com. You can email us. You can call up, of course, on the show as well.
Yep. 715-424-2600. Either just, you know, regular old phone, you know, landline, or you can use the Civic Media app.
I'm sorry. I saw Seth taking a drink.
I was getting ready to drink.
I couldn't help it. This is what happens when I don't get sleep. I get mischievous. I'm sorry. I apologize.
I made it.
You did it. Oh, yeah, you did. You rolled with it.
It didn't have to be a big gulp in the...
We appreciate you getting us those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody.
Yes, we do.
We got two possible qualifiers right here, Seth. Give me a one or a two.
Two.
All right. Gives us that qualifier. Getting right into it, we first up want to wish a happy birthday to Wendy Kester.
Happy birthday, Wendy.
Wendy's a former marketing person for our stations around here. She was fantastic.
Really? Oh, that's cool.
Wishing you a good day, Wendy. Enjoy.
Good day.
And our qualifier today, everybody together with me, I want you to wish Dr. Tom Rabe a happy 100th birthday.
What? Oh, my gosh. Congratulations. Happy birthday, Tom. Yeah. Oh, perfect.
Retired optometrist here in Wisconsin Rapids. Not only Tom did a lot in this area, but 100th birthday. That's
100,
cool.
Man. Celebrate.
Yeah. Enjoy, sir. Hope it's a great one for you. And appreciate everybody celebrating with us and getting us these birthdays and anniversaries. We appreciate that. That is awesome.
Yeah. We do not get many of those, and I love it when we do.
Yeah.
So.
I will say this right now. Even if Tom had not qualified, he'd made it in. Like, you turn 100, you get into the qualifier.
You totally get in, man. That's
the new rule. New rule, everybody.
Turn 100, you're automatically qualified.
I'll double check with El Cafe, but I feel like they're going to be good with that.
Yes,
that's going to be good. Congratulations again. We take a look at our celebrity list. Rooney Mara is 40, and that's kind of surprising to
me. She's 40 years old, really? Yeah. Wow.
She was the girl with the dragon tattoo. Mm-hmm. Mary, she's also the sister of Kate and NFL royalty.
Royalty.
We talk about this every time with the Rooney, with the Maras.
Maras and the Rooneys, yeah.
Their dad's family, the Maras, own the Giants, and their mom's family, the Rooneys, own the Steelers.
Yep.
She's also a really, really good actress.
Yes. Both her and her sister were quite good. Yes.
Yeah. I expect to see more of them. They're, mm-hmm. they're too good not to, not, yeah. they don't need to work, but they're very they're, good at it.
Yeah. Their families are doing all right. Yeah. But yeah.
Jennifer Gardner is 53.
Wow.
Nowadays, you see her mostly selling a lot of ads. She's doing a lot of advertising.
She does advertising. I think she has a couple of businesses that she runs as well. Yeah.
Through those advertisements, you see what she's really been up to and everything, and really just in taking the money she made from acting and investing it and doing an mm-hmm. incredible job with it. She's had a really solid career. Mm-hmm. I don't know that she's really gotten the chance to really show whatever she can do as an actor, mm-hmm. but she was in the most recent Deadpool Wolverine. She resurfaced as
Elektra.
Spoilers if you haven't seen, and all that.
Come on, it's been long enough.
But it was so cool to see her get to do that, mm-hmm. and she was so darn good. It was great to see. She'll probably never play the role again.
No,
so this is kind of cool to see her get to do it one more time.
Every now and then she'll pop up in something, but yeah, I think she's got other interests right now.
'90s kids out there, Redman is 55.
Oh my God,
the great rapper.
Is he part of Wu-Tang?
No. Method Man.
That's right. Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
Speaking of 90s kids, Liz Phair is 58.
Oh, my.
Oh, that's awesome.
Man, the album Exile in Guyville is a good record, man.
Great one.
Of the best of the 90s, yeah.
Yes, definitely. Adam McKay is 57, one of the better writer-directors of our generation. Seth.
Yeah.
Directed and co-wrote Anchorman, Talladega Nights, Step Brothers, The Other Guys with Will Ferrell, and then decided to go another route.
Yeah.
And became an Oscar winner and co-writer of The Big Short, which mm-hmm. he also directed.
Mm-hmm.
He has done some incredible work. His movie with Netflix that he did with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Don't look up.
That's an important movie. That's a good movie.
He has done, what a change. I mean, he was known, mostly for the Will Ferrell comedies that he did, but then all of a sudden he switches and does some really good dramas and some really pertinent stuff, too. It's really interesting.
It's always amazing to see actors, directors, anybody mm-hmm. able to do that. I think of him a little similar to some other directors and writers that have done
things
like that.
I think like a Jordan Peele who just kind of came out of nowhere with horror stuff, yeah.
Adam, forgive me, I don't know exactly the disease he has, but he has a form of Parkinson's and, mm-hmm. and shakes a bit mm-hmm. and everything. And he's on the Dan Le Batard show from time to time. And I admire how brave and how funny he is and the self-awareness and some of the just making fun of himself and self-deprecation and all those things. He's really, really funny guy. Mm-hmm. All you Lost fans out there.
Wait, are there any of those left?
There's got to be some.
No, there are.
Henry Ian Cusack is 58. He was Desmond on Lost. He's also Marcus on The 100. William Matafor is 60. Tom Cruise's cousin. He had a small part in Mission Impossible 2, but you may know him better as Ethan on Lost.
Yes. That's Tom's real last name, by the way. Metaphor. I always say it wrong, so
me too.
I see why he changed it.
And L. Scott Caldwell is 75. Rose on Lost.
Oh, geez.
L stands for Laverne.
Oh, cool.
Let's see.
I thought it stood for Lost.
Oh, Norman Boomer Esiason is 64. Boomer.
Don't call me Norman.
Yeah.
Don't call me Norman.
Oh, gosh, man. He was great. I was such a Bengals fan.
Oh, man.
Sean Bean is 66, one of the greatest character actors of all time.
Yeah, man. And it's so, especially, we know him mostly from movies when he plays that. Of course, Game of Thrones and all of that stuff. But he was in a show early on in his career in Britain. It's killing me. Sharps.
Yes.
The Sharps series. And he was the leader of that show. He was the lead. Man, he was good in that. He's always been so great.
Yeah, he's a great one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he is. Not only that, but one of these guys that, like, so you only get so many lines. you got to make them count, but you also are have a job to do. You're not supposed to try to out-act the other actor. You're just supposed to do your job. And that's all he's ever done. And there's so many scenes of his and so many things that stand out. Obviously, the from Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings,
the one
yep.
who's not simply walking, and all that.
Yeah, right.
And you mentioned the Ned Stark thing. He was 006, the villain in GoldenEye.
Oh, I love that performance.
And I make the argument all the time that you can he's top three, maybe the best villain in Bond history. In part, he's the only one that actually got Bond to bleed.
Yes, it's true.
The only one. All these great villains, Goldfinger, all these guys, Borg or whoever his great villain was.
Blofeld,
thank you. They're great and all, but nobody got him to bleed. 006 was the only one that ever got
because he was also an MI6 agent,
right?
Because he was his equal. That's the thing.
Sean Bean's awesome, and Seth and I talked about this on the Director's Playhouse once. If you want to get a chance, there's a movie Equilibrium that he is in the beginning of. He's only a bit of some of it. Because like every Sean Bean character, he's not in the whole movie,
and he always dies. All of his characters die.
Every character. I'd love to talk to him about that. It almost feels intentional.
Yeah.
Like he won't take a role unless his character dies or something. He's just so good. I love being able to shout out actors like him because he's never going to win awards probably or anything like that. He ain't going to have a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, but he's such an important actor in so many movies.
I love his interviews. He's such a great interview too, especially his natural accent, which is not what you'd think it is.
No.
He's almost a Cockney, and I love that too.
Honestly, if I could choose to have a career, his is the type of career I would choose. That type where you're your work is known by the people that know work, good work and everything, but you're still able to go to the grocery store.
And the fact that women fall in love with him instantly. That's the other thing,
seems
too.
Seems like a nice side effect of all this.
Yeah, if you mention Sean Bean to certain people, they're like, oh. I believe it.
Jan Hammer is 77. Czechoslovakian composer, of course, of the one of the greatest themes of all time, Miami Vice.
Miami Vice. That's a good theme.
So good. And Rowdy Piper would have been celebrating a birthday today. Born in 1954, passed away in 2015. WWE Hall of Famer and star of the cinematic classic They Live.
Man, which, hey... There was one line that people who probably have no idea where it comes from have heard it. I came here to,
chew bubblegum and blank.
And whoop some butt. And I'm paraphrasing, of course. Yeah. And I'm all out of bubblegum. Yes, that came from Mr. Piper.
And you go up and look up that line. Rowdy delivers that so good. Late in his life, he did the last bits of acting he did. He had some cameo roles on Always Sunny in Philadelphia, where he played a retired homeless wrestler. But he played it with empathy, with humanity, but also with this craziness of Rowdy that only Rowdy Piper could do.
There's a reason he was called Rowdy.
I know that Hogan gets all the credit, and there's other wrestlers and everything. There's no way you can convince me the WWF and future WWE would be where it is without Rowdy Piper.
Oh, absolutely.
At the time, easily the greatest guy on the mic.
Yep.
Easily, by far and away, the greatest guy on
the
microphone.
He was a great heel. I mean, the antagonist to Hulk Hogan. I mean, it was great.
He wrote his own stuff. He created his own work. Yeah. Like, all of his persona, all that stuff, 100% him. Like, just really, I love entertainers like him.
He was great,
athletes like him. And I was a big, big fan. Piper's Pit. Oh, good stuff, man. Loved Rowdy Piper. We're one more time wishing a happy birthday and anniversary to everybody out there celebrating. And a special 100th birthday wish to Dr. Tom out there. Happy 100th, sir.
Dr. Tom, congratulations. Happy birthday to you.
We'll be back after our news, sports, and partner break here on The Morning Show.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A bill from Republican lawmakers makes significant changes to Wisconsin's unemployment insurance law. Here's Joanne Krulatz with more information on these developments.
UI would be referred to as reemployment assistance. Waukesha Representative Scott Allen says it gives job seekers an extra push, calling it a compassionate bill designed to help people when they are at perhaps their lowest. Milwaukee Representative Ryan Clancy questions the need for changes, noting there's no data to suggest that the current UI program has a problem that needs fixing. The bill mandates creation of a division of reemployment assistance within the Department of Workforce Development and adds requirements for those seeking employment. It passed on a 4-2 committee vote Tuesday.
Wisconsin saw a historic number of people turn out to vote in the spring election on April 1st. More than 2.3 million votes were cast in the Supreme Court race. This number is well above 50% of active registered voters in Wisconsin, according to the Wisconsin Elections Commission. One voter population in Wisconsin saw a huge jump in this election. Voter numbers from tribal communities saw historic turnout. According to the Public News Service, the Menominee Reservation voter numbers increased by more than 80% from the spring 2023 election, and the Menominee community overall has seen a 220% increase in voter turnout since 2019. Maria Haskins is a Native Regional Tribal Organizer for the group Wisconsin Conservation Voices. She said more Native Americans are running for office, and the influx of voters reflects the increase tribal community members are seeing in representation in government. Haskins says people are realizing their vote is their voice. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers tanked the Tigers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 5-1 win over the Tigers. Sal Frelick hit his first home run of the season and talked about getting back-to-back victories to win the series after losing to Detroit Monday 9-1.
Super short memory in this locker room. Ton of guys, you know, were just showing up the next day. Long season. So, I mean, wins and losses. You have a good win. Next day, you have a tough loss. Yeah, just keeping that short memory in the locker room.
Basketball, the Bucks head to Indy to play the Pacers Saturday. Game one of their best-of-7 play. Playoff series in Green Bay, the NFL draft now just 1 week away. Packers president Mark Murphy.
This is the second biggest event that the league has. It's exciting that we're able to have it here in Green Bay, and the economic impact, I think it's $94 million statewide. There'll be 250,000 people here over the 3 days. It'll be a 3-day commercial for Wisconsin and Green Bay, and it's just publicity that you really can't match.
That's the Packers' Mark Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In recent months, Milwaukee health officials have uncovered significant lead hazards in city schools, mostly due to lead-based paint. Several schools have now been closed as the problem has been found to be more widespread. In late March, city officials formally requested help from the CDC, but in doing so, they learned that the CDC's entire lead program had been eliminated by Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. This is a major problem. Children in the state's largest city are being exposed to lead poisoning at their schools, and the Trump administration is not only refusing to provide assistance, they are eliminating the entire lead program that would help in cases like this one. Now, state and local officials must step up to do something for these kids, since Trump and RFK Jr. are gutting federal support. Milwaukee's children deserve better.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Midday Magazine. Talk radio that speaks with you, not at you. Join the conversation 4 to 5 Monday through Friday as we discuss local issues, events, and more. We'll be here interviewing some of your favorite local people. And find the podcast at civicmedia.us. Midday Magazine. A dialogue like no other. Only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
A little sunshine this morning, then breezy, mostly cloudy this afternoon, our high 62. Scattered showers, thunder showers later tonight, and a couple of those could bring some heavy rain with maybe a quarter to a half inch or more possible. 49 tonight, 64 with scattered showers tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
Welcome back, everybody. Mornings with WFHR. Seth and James hanging out with you. Thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate y'all. We got some fun stuff lined up for you. We'll be getting into a couple of different things. But right now, we ask everybody to be adults. Let's put on your mature hats.
Mature hats? Did I ever get one of those?
I don't know. No, I never did.
You should give those out.
I was born with a serious hat and that's it.
Nothing else.
Passive-aggressive people may enjoy this. What is the most polite way to tell somebody to, you know? You know.
Go jump in a lake. There How about go. That? How yeah. about that? Let's yeah. let's be. Let's
what,
be.
What is the old one? Go eat a dirty sock or go something like that it was.
I don't know if I've ever heard that one, but I like
bunch,
it.
There's go a bunch a of ones sock. Like that. There's a bunch of old school ones like that, but you guys know what we're Biff trying Tannen, to say here.
Go make like a tree and get out of here. You
that
know?
Kind of thing. What is the most polite way of doing that? I think this is actually kind of a fun topic. We do have to be a little careful, of course, about this one, but we all have different ways of doing this.
Mm-hmm.
There is, for growing up for me, I thought that the Italian way of doing this, where you kind of, most people know what I'm talking about, you pull at the bottom of your chin.
Yeah, with the back of your hand.
Yes, with the back of your hand.
Flip it at
yes,
somebody. Yeah. Yes. That, considered that, a rude gesture. Yes.
Right. That was what I grew up with mm-hmm. as being, you know, the ultimate, really. Yep. You knew Nana was upset if that was happening and everything. And she usually did it at the TV. Wholehearted honesty here, the most I saw her do it were during soap operas.
Oh, that's hilarious.
General Hospital. That woman loved General Hospital, man. And there were,
apparently they
were,
made her angry sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes. So, you know, that kind of thing is what we're talking about, that
right.
gesture. What is the most polite way of doing that?
Right.
Now, I do think that, that right away, I'll tell you, I think the greatest way to get back at somebody, or the most polite way even
yeah.
to do this, is ignoring.
Yeah, let it go.
When you ignore
let it slide.
Yep. Oh man, when you ignore something like that, yeah, I think that's the ultimate one. But outside of that, maybe instead of flipping off another driver, blow him a kiss. It's even more infuriating than other things.
Oh, I'm just thinking of that right now. Someone flips you off, you blow them a kiss, they would lose their mind.
Yes. Yeah.
So there you go. If you really want the ultimate, don't flip them off back. Yeah.
A thumbs up is also good. Mm-hmm. That's another one. I prefer the thumbs up with the smirk.
Yep.
You know, yeah. It's a classic. It's a classic. I actually think I've done that way more than I've ever flipped.
Flipped anyone off, yeah.
Yell, have the day you deserve. It's hard to call you out for it because it could be mean or in a nice way.
It's very vague, yes. Yeah. It's ambiguous.
Oh, I love
yes.
those. I love
those. Those are the great. Wait, what do you mean? What?
One that I have used for a very long time. Noted. If someone's a jerk and sends a long ranting email, replying with a one-word answer is the worst. It's just very dismissive.
One of my favorites. I love that, but even worse in terms of like brush-offs. Duly noted, which yes. is one of my favorite yes. phrases.
Oh,
yes.
Good call. Yes.
And you have to do it very flat
yes.
and deadpan. It's like duly noted.
Mm-hmm. It's these ways of doing things. And while we're having fun with this, I think there's a difference of being passive aggressive
mm-hmm.
and trying to, well, how can I get my, I'm upset or I'm bothered by this,
right.
but I don't feel like starting a fight or I don't think it's, you know, it's worth like losing my mind, but you also right. need to get, you know, you defend yourself there's at the, times.
Yeah, you're a little, yeah, right?
Bless your heart. Now that one's in the South.
That's very Southern. Now, to be fair, I know someone very close to me who actually sincerely uses that phrase when something, you know, bad happens to someone, you know, and they say, oh, bless your heart. And she actually means it. So, but I know I've heard the other way too, you know, the very, boy, do you get more passive aggressive than Mm-mm. that? You're blessing someone not to bless them? That sounds pretty mean.
I went to, I didn't go out to eat a lot when I was in Galveston, but when I was there, we went to a breakfast buffet kind of place mm-hmm. and we're, or not buffet, but it was something like that.
Yeah,
but we
right.
go there and there was a wonderful waitress there, had to be like late 30s or something like that. And everybody at the table was from Texas except me.
Mm-hmm.
So they were, of course, making a big deal of this. Oh, he's got to try biscuits and gravy and all these
sure,
things.
Sure, right.
And this wonderful waitress, one of the best I've ever met, comes over, looks me in the eyes, says, oh bless your heart. I ordered something.
Yep.
And she said, oh, bless your heart. And my whole heart swam.
Swelled. Yes, yes.
Like 20 minutes later, I don't know how long it was, because I don't know if this is an average thing, but when you go out to eat in Texas, get comfortable, because you ain't going anywhere for a while. You're going there and you're hanging out for a bit.
There you go.
So we were there for like almost 45 minutes, an hour almost.
Wow.
And like 20 minutes in, we're there, and I hear her say the same thing, but with a much different tone. facts. I've had an example.
So you can
of this.
Do an inflection. It's all about the inflection, right?
It's got so much with tone. Yeah. The bless your heart. Well, bless your heart.
Yeah.
Oh, it was good. Whoa. She was great. God, I wish I could remember
her
name.
The nuance.
She had such a southern name, too. I wish I could remember.
Lurline.
Yeah, it's got to be something like that. Alice, maybe.
Yeah, maybe it was.
Quote, you've genuinely been wonderful. They know it's an insult because it's over the top, and they obviously haven't been wonderful.
That would be a tone thing, too, you'd think, because I think you can say that and be sincere with it. If you look him in the face, you know, and like lightly touch their arm, you know.
Yes.
You've genuinely been wonderful. Then that's okay, but you've genuinely been wonderful. Maybe if you're saying it like that, yeah.
You can just smile. Just smile back.
Yeah.
You know, that's always a good one.
Show your teeth.
Yes, there's that, too. There's different smiles. There's definitely
yes.
Different
oh,
smiles.
Of course, yes, sir.
I am. I when you can tell. I don't. Every human being has a tell, and I think one of mine is. You know, I have nothing else to say if I say, "Be that as it may."
Be that as it may.
That's one of my. That's one of those ones for me. It's a fallback. If I got nothing else, you know, be that as it may. Or what else do we say with that one? Of course, you know.
I know which one you're talking about. Yeah. Irregardless. No, wait, that's wrong. Yesterday.
Irregardless is another one that we could add to this list.
Probably.
That's definitely one we could add to this list. How amusing for you. It's supposedly what Queen Elizabeth would say if she thought you were not necessarily somebody that she, you know, were that intelligent or anything.
Wow. Yeah. That's brutal. That is brutal.
Rough.
Ouch.
That is rough. So many of these, with the right tone and done by the right person,
withering,
are much worse than any, you know, flip or anything
would
like
totally
that.
Totally just make you a puddle.
Well, and, you know, we started off talking about, like, gentlemanly agreements, things that we kind of do in society that we don't really have to talk about or anything. I love the idea of us getting better with road rage or any of these things and leaning more into this, more into these things. Not only does it seem to work better, just vaguely going into this topic together and everything, but I think that we have a better world. We have a better society with it and everything. Has anybody ever had road rage? And looked in the car and seen not only a person, but a child in the car. Because I was in the passenger seat for this.
Oh.
But I'm out in Cali, and my buddy is not like this, but he's having a bad day, and we're in one of those 10-lane highways.
Oh, yeah.
And so he's had his all. And this lady... I don't want to say she cut him off, but it kind of seemed like she cut him off. The eagle's flying above us over here, Seth. It's
I can
beautiful.
Always tell what he's watching.
I can't help it, man. It takes me. Eagle. It's my squirrel. It's
yeah,
my eagle.
That's right.
So he starts yelling and screaming, and he's doing it like to the car is right next, closer to me. So he's yelling over me to the car. And finally, the lady pulls up a little bit more and look over, and there's like two toddlers in the back seat, man. And I don't know if I've ever seen a human being go from furiously angry to shameful guilt.
Just shame, just the guilt
seconds.
In waves, yeah.
And all Will can think of to do, and I still make fun of him for it and everything, is smile, and he's trying to do the pray hands like, I'm sorry, but he's driving.
Don't do that!
So it's just one hand. So it looks more like he's trying to like high-five the wind. It was just horrible. It's so bad. I got to text them after
high
this.
Five the wind? Oh, my God. Oh, wait, real quick. There are two in Minnesota that you can be used in this various ways.
One of the greatest places in the world for passive-aggressiveness.
Oh, my gosh. Where I
like
grew
that.
Up, I'm telling you. And I think there's some spillover in Wisconsin for this one, too.
Absolutely.
I think people will know this
100%.
One. 100%. That's nice.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a good one. And again, that's inflection. You could actually mean it, you know, oh, that's nice. But if you think, that's nice, you know, that kind of thing. Or whatever. Whatever. Or it can just be whatever. You know, many, many uses of the word whatever in Minnesota, yeah.
I thought of the other one. It is what it is.
It is what it is.
Oh, you know, nobody has a response when they say that's all they got.
Well, that's all. Yep. It's like, don't really care. That's basically, I don't care.
But
yeah.
Can't we agree that there are some things in life where there is no response? There is nothing else to say.
I agree.
But
yeah.
It is what it is.
It is what it is.
You know,
so it goes. Yeah, yeah. So it goes.
Be that as it may.
Be that as it may.
We'll be back with more show coming up.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
Attention Badger fans, memories are made at Camp Randall, so bring your group and be part of the action this fall. Whether you're planning your team outing or just looking to get together with your crew, Badger football group experiences are your ticket to unforgettable moments and new traditions. Take advantage of discounts and exclusive game day experiences when you lock in your group tickets today. Visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Saturday, April 19th at 10 a.m., the Grand Rapids Volunteer Fire Department Easter Egg Hunt at Mid-State Technical College, 532nd Street, North Wisconsin Rapids. Starts at 10 a.m. Get there early. The Easter Egg Hunt is sponsored by area merchants. Emergency vehicles will be on display from the Grand Rapids Fire Department, United Emergency Medical Response, Grand Rapids Police Department, and Wood County Sheriff's Department for ages 10 and under, weather permitting. Saturday, April 19th, Nakusa Easter Egg Hunts at 416 Crestview Lane. All egg hunts are free. Meet the Easter Bunny, face painting, lunch $3 for a hot dog, chips, and a drink. One big prize per age group. Easter Egg Hunt Saturday, April 19th at 9 a.m. at Vesper Recreational Park. There will be prizes, hot chocolate and coffee, raffle baskets, and the Wood County Sheriff's Department and Vesper Volunteer Fire Department will also be in attendance. We will have a cash raffle available for purchase. Please, no dogs. Easter Egg Hunt Saturday, April 19th in Rudolph. The Village Easter Egg Hunt will be held in the Rudolph Village Park at 10 a.m. This event is sponsored by the Lions Club.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
A little sunshine this morning, then breezy, mostly cloudy this afternoon, our high 62. Scattered showers, thunder showers later tonight, and a couple of those could bring some heavy rain with maybe a quarter to a half inch or more possible. 49 tonight, 64 with scattered showers tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 44.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR. Seth and James hanging out with you. We hope you're having a good one out there.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, people are going to get tax returns at all, or refunds.
I hope you do. I really do.
And if you get a good one, we've got some advice for you from some experts, people that know what they're talking about and everything. I spent a bit of time on State Street in Chicago when I was a kid, and that is Wall Street, essentially, in Chicago.
Yep. Lots of stuff going on in State
Street. Heard lots of terminology, understand lots of things, and one of the things I understood is the market doesn't really have any logic to it. The market is as much opinion and feeling and
emotions,
based and emotions
and, so you know, much emotions.
There's so many wild different directions to go. Mm-hmm. So I don't. This is such a feels almost hypocritical of me, but I don't like to tell other people what to do with their money. But I would encourage anybody with money to talk to people who know, we're going to tell you what to do with your money. There are people we pay for a reason. You know, there are people that have an education for a reason.
That's right.
Let them use it. And there are a lot of incredibly smart people out there that know the markets very well.
Yes.
And what to do with that money, and especially where I think you can make the argument the penny has never meant more here in America. Mm-hmm. And I say that with all kind of pun and joke intended.
Right.
So here we go. Here is a senior writer for CNN Business posted a list of smart things to do with your tax refund.
Okay.
Pay off a credit card. The average APR is 20%, so flip that on its head and think of it like this. If you pay it off now instead of a year from now, it's like making 20%.
Yes.
A 20% risk-free return on investment.
And that, you know, I was the first thing I was going to, if you'd asked me, the first thing, pay off debt would have been the very first thing I would have said, because that's important. Actually, it's nice to not have that hanging over your head.
Yeah, and there is no outrunning these things.
No, sadly.
I think that the IRS or any of this kind of stuff, businesses or debt in general, is very similar to me than like trying to outrun the police.
Right.
It's one of the dumbest, most foolish things in all of human existence.
You just gotta face it. You just gotta do
Their
it.
Their vehicles are built for this. They've got communication devices to help. There's more of them than you. There is no outrunning the police.
They have every advantage over you. Yes. Every advantage over you.
I'm not saying that there isn't some luck every once in a blue moon, but 9.9 out of 1,000 times.
You're not getting away.
I mean, no, you're not getting away. What are you doing? And you're now outrunning the IRS. You're not outrunning debt.
Yeah, right.
You're better off getting it done. And also with this kind of thing, it can be a lot, especially if you struggle, you don't have a great credit score. It can be really helpful mm-hmm. with that.
Yeah, it does. It can certainly help.
Start an emergency fund. The economy is iffy at best. So if it's a good time to have something in savings. Mm-hmm. Ideally, you're supposed to have at least 3 to 6 months worth of living expenses set aside.
Yeah, that's, I mean, I'm glad they put the ideally in there, because even for so many people, that's impossible.
Yeah.
You can't do it. You just, because you got to pay the bills.
You know, this is something that we talk about. I talk about a lot about different things we've gotten better about in society, mental health, you know, different types of assault, so many things that we don't talk about in a hushed voice anymore.
Right.
But one thing we are still very private about is our finances, how much money we make.
Right.
Unfortunately, I miss the days where people didn't just wear their political party on their sleeve. I miss the days where we didn't tell everybody who we voted for. We kept it to ourselves.
Right. Whole secret ballot thing, right?
Yeah, we're classy about this and everything, but we are still that way about our finances. Mm-hmm. And part of this can be to such a default. Mm-hmm. Because you're afraid to share with people where you need help or where you could use some work. You know.
Some advice even. Yes. Something like that. Yeah. Like what you were talking about before. Maybe some expert advice would help, be very helpful.
For so long, I was in this I am in this category, and was in this category, mm-hmm. and I wouldn't tell a single soul about it, out of shame, out of fear. In my age and everything, not having savings, that feels ridiculous and stuff. And then I start talking to like two other people and realize, that's 90% of society.
Exactly. That's where we're at.
I mean, how many other things are we suffering on that other people are suffering and that we're not sharing because of silly pride or something like that?
Yep, that's right.
The more we talk about this stuff, not only the more do we normalize it and we can empathize with each other, but maybe help each other, get through these
maybe
things.
Maybe be community. Form a community with it. Isn't it a great way to get together?
Invest it. Stock prices are down, so it might be a good time to let your money make money. The first two things on the list are more important, though, so do those first or split it up if that's the way to do it. You know, and especially if you are going to invest, never invest more than you are comfortable losing. It's the simplest rule.
It's a very
good
rule, yeah.
And it's the number one rule, I think, in investing, and that I've heard from smart investors.
Yep.
If, you know, there is no, the house always wins. I don't care if we're talking about a casino or we're talking about the stock market. The house always wins. Go into it with that it's set in mind. Mm-hmm. And I'm not trying to act like you go into it defeated, but just go into realistically.
Yeah.
You're not going to get bet on all black and go home and billionaire and all these
things.
Yeah,
right. No.
And buy something that might cost more later. If money's not too tight, think about spending your refund on something that might go up in price. Mm-hmm. A lot of the tariff stuff hasn't filtered through down yet. Things like a new washing machine or a new car could cost more in a few months.
Right. That makes sense.
And not to brag, but I did this.
You did this?
I did something like this on a very, very small level. Because I need a new vehicle.
I almost thought I was going to say, did you buy a new car? Wait a minute. I didn't hear about this.
I need a new vehicle, but and because of all these things, what I'm going to do probably instead, realistically, is just invest into one I have and try to just get some, you know, I need
get a
my
few more years maybe out of
need
it.
Need my alignment fix and everything. Yeah. But I have for like almost 10 years had on a wish list a telescope. One of these ones where you can hook your phone up to it, and you can take pictures of the night sky with it.
Oh, cool!
And if you want to, I want to see Orion's Belt. It'll you type it in your phone, and it'll set it up for you.
Really? Oh my God, that is amazing!
I swear, 9-10 years, man, I've been looking at this thing and wanted it, and the price went incredibly down. And I looked into it a little bit, and part of the reason it went down is because they're scared of the tariffs.
So they want to get rid of stock, right? Yeah.
So I got it. I did it.
All right.
It's
supposed
to be coming today, and I cannot wait.
Oh, that's awesome.
But it's not now. And granted, this was a very small purchase, everybody. I work in radio. Yeah. but I think that doing these things, I don't do stuff like this. I never do. If it wasn't 2 in the morning and I hadn't accidentally hit the button, I might not have done it. But I could have gone back and canceled it, and I didn't.
Yeah, that's right. That's
because
right.
I'm not good at doing these things, and I'm glad that I did. And it's important to do stuff like this in life.
I agree.
To not just for yourself. I mean, just for others, for yourself, or whatever.
Yeah.
To feel like you did something sometimes with the money that you make.
Mm-hmm.
It's not all about investments or stuff that, you know, well, I got to be able to have this for a rainy day. That's vitally important, and that comes first.
Right.
But after that, it is not such a bad idea.
I think you're okay. Yeah.
I'm trying to talk myself into it. Like, you can hear me doing it, right? I just did. I just caught that what I was doing.
Make sure. So no buyer's remorse. So you want to make sure make sure he sticks to it.
I didn't even catch I was doing that. No. And just be smart about it. There are so many great resources out there nowadays.
There
and not ones that cost an arm and a leg necessarily or anything that are doable for many, 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 many people out there. When we wrap up the show today, we're going to go focus on Easter egg hunts.
A lot of those.
Do a lot of talk about that. But I do want to remind everybody that our good friends at the United Way have Shred Your Sensitive Documents Community Shred Day coming up next Thursday. I'm sorry, today. I'm so
like
sorry.
Minutes away.
Yeah, it's kicking off in minutes, everybody. 9 to noon, it'll be going on. Head on over there. Check it out. And be sure to get there early if you can, because it wraps up really quick.
Yeah, I'm guessing there's probably already a line there right now. Yeah. So
a big shout out to Bank Account Corp and Prevail Bank for hosting this and donating some of the funds. A dollar of will be donated to the United Way for every pound.
That's right, which is very cool.
That's really, really cool. And it goes a long way.
It does.
Appreciate the United Way coming doing this event every year.
It's all one of the many great things they do in the community.
Head on over to Prevail Bank, 1601 Lincoln Street, right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Everybody, we'll see you. Be back next hour.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248.
CBS News Brief. President Trump didn't like what Fed Chair Jerome Powell had to say about his new tariffs.
Tariffs are highly likely to generate at least a temporary rise in inflation. The inflationary effects could also be more persistent.
This morning, Mr. Trump posted to his Truth Social Powell's, quote, termination can't come fast enough. Legal experts question his ability to fire the Fed head. Officials overseas hope to soften the blow of Trump tariffs. CBS's Vicky Barker at the Foreign Desk.
The European Central Bank has just cut interest rates in the 20-nation eurozone to 2.25%. That's the lowest in more than 2 years.
An update on yesterday's power outage that plunged all of Puerto Rico into darkness. CBS's Manuel Bajorquez has new details from San Juan.
There was progress overnight. Crews are now reporting that about 40% of customers on the island do have their power restored. That still means more than half of customers are out.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.